If you're keeping score, what began as the elimination of 17 academic majors and 38 faculty positions back in December is now 3 academic majors, art history, philosophy, and religion, that will be eliminated, 19 tenured faculty who chose the voluntary separation option, and 3 tenured faculty who have agreed to phased retirements. A question for some was whether UE should continue competing in expensive NCAA Division I athletics. It will, but there will be changes in the golf, swimming, and track programs. For the administration, a dozen positions are eliminated, along with some changes to a retiree benefit plan. The total savings from the cuts will be $3.8 million a year. UE President Christopher Petruskevich acknowledged the controversy around the realignment process, but said the administration, in the end, showed its willingness to change the original proposal.
It changed a lot because we were listening. We listened to our faculty, we listened to our staff, we listened to our students and the community.
Petruskevich said the cuts will create a sustainable financial picture for the university for many years. In a statement, the UE chapter of the American Association of University Professors said the realignment process has damaged student recruitment and retention, and that, quote, for the university to survive, it must end its ongoing cycle in which faculty reductions lead to enrollment reductions, which in turn lead to faculty reductions. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.